examining the threat posed by Light Squared to GPS functionality in the U.S. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Ted Gartner, who is Director of Corporate Communications for Garmin International. We want to talk today to Ted about the Light Squared proposal to deploy a bunch of transmitters nationwide, which would have the wonderful effect of bringing broadband internet capability to remote areas, but may have a significant downside in its impact on GPS functionality across the country. Ted, thanks very much for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Hello, sir. Good day to you.
Let me start by asking when this all came to light, because by the time I saw the first story about Light Squared, you guys had already issued the white paper in January. And in fact, there was some stuff late last year that was written about this problem, this looming problem, back before we really got it on our radar.
Sure. It did start to percolate up over the holidays. I want to say around Thanksgiving time frame is when I first kind of learned of it, and I think it was a little bit alarming to us and to others because it was the FCC had decided to fast track this and to really get an approval conditional waiver approved sooner rather than later. I was like most people. I thought, oh, surely, well, this company is not going to destroy the GPS system. There's no way that their signals that the FCC is going to allow that. Well, fast forward a month or two, the FCC did indeed grant this conditional waiver, and now we're in the process of trying to work with others in the industry as well as Light Squared to try to figure this out. But it's our contention that broadband wireless is great. We think it could help Garmin products, any Garmin product, particularly those in the cockpit, but not at the expense of GPS. The GPS signal just needs to stay where it is with the same amount of signal as it always has.
Let's talk a little bit technically about what the issue is here, because I think some things have been misunderstood or potentially misunderstood. Light Squared has been given a waiver to operate in a band that is not actually on GPS frequencies, but in a band adjacent to them. GPS signals obviously are very weak when they come down from the satellites, because you can only pack so much transmitter power into a satellite running on solar energy. And these signals would be, a billion times as powerful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's a matter of having one voice in a football stadium talking, and trying to listen to one voice at a whisper, as opposed to having the Rolling Stones playing there at maximum volume. It's just a simple matter of physics, and this Light Squared signal will basically drown out the GPS signal.
Okay, now Light Squared, somebody at Light Squared made a comment recently, and I don't know who to attribute this quote to, but saying something along the lines of that the GPS industry would have to design receivers that don't, quote, look into our band, unquote. This is not the same thing as operating directly on someone else's frequency and jamming them, but can you think of an analogy that would help people who maybe aren't technically oriented understand what this problem is?
Well, yeah, we did hear that quote from them, and that got our heads scratching a little bit, because frankly, GPS has been a system that's been in place for some 30 years now. It's been a very effective system, and it seems a little bit curious that all of a sudden an unproven technology is talking about their space versus our space. We're not opposed to Light Squared. They can have wireless broadband as long as it doesn't affect the GPS spectrum. And our tests have shown, and there have been no other tests otherwise, that it does indeed affect the signal. It's basically just a matter of so much load, and it tends to bleed over into the GPS spectrum and drowns it out.
Okay, so this is more like trying to, for example, operate your comm radio while you're flying by an FM broadcast tower, or having a CB radio operator with a high power amplifier wiping out your TV reception. They're not on your channel, but any really overwhelming signal that's close in frequency will do the same thing.
I think that's a great way to describe it, yes.
Let's talk about what actually happens in these tests, because it was pretty amazing to me that we're talking about a loss of lock, of fix, in your study happened 5.6 miles from a simulated light squared transmitter.
And you know what? That's actually the good news, Paul. That's for our Nuvi automotive GPS devices. For the GNS-430 WAS, we began to actually see a degradation in signal at about 13.8 miles. So it impacts that even further out. So it's a pretty amazing influence.
Your white paper also mentions that in the case of the 430, and I'll read right from it here, further, due to the special FAA requirements that this receiver is designed to meet, mm-hmm. it takes on the order of 90 seconds to regain a fix once lost.
That's exactly right. And that's because of stringent FAA guidelines, which we have to comply with. And any time that it loses signal, it can completely reacquire from square one that GPS fix.
Okay, so if you're on an approach, you'd be talking a go-around even in a very low-speed aircraft.
That's true. That's true. And, we're talking Light Squared plans on constructing 40,000 of these towers. I'm looking out the window in my office in Olathe, Kansas, and there are towers everywhere. There's very few, certainly metropolitan areas of any size that you can go without seeing a tower somewhere. And of course, Light Squared wants to have their towers where the population is. So I would imagine that this would be a serious disruption, not only for aviation, but really anybody that uses GPS.
More with Garmin's Ted Gartner in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Garmin's Ted Gartner about threats to the integrity of the GPS system. I'm going to go back to November 4th of 2010, when NASA's Space-Based Positioning, Navigation, and Timing Advisory Board issued its own white paper that talked about the critical dependence of the United States on GPS. And they said, for example, cell phone towers, power grid synchronization, new aircraft landing systems, and the future next gen will not function without it. Yet we find increasing incidents of deliberate or inadvertent interference that render GPS inoperable for critical infrastructure operations. It's not just Light Squared that is an issue for this, is it?
Well, no, and it's really an issue that, I mean, obviously when we have all these wireless devices coming online, there's going to be more and more spectrum questions for the FCC. We feel, the Save Our GPS Coalition feels that it's incumbent on the FCC to take an active role in monitoring, closely monitoring, all of these different spectrum issues, Light Squared included, and to actively be in charge of what's going on out there. Make sure that they've spoken with other governmental agencies and that this plan benefits everyone. And clearly, as it's written right now, it does not.
Is there anything we could do to back up GPS? I know that when ELORAN was going away, there were people who said this is really short-sighted. Would that have been a possible answer to this?
Well, it's possible, and it's hard to say. That's kind of water under the bridge here. There's all sorts of different, back and forth. People say, GPS needs to put a filter or make a higher sensitivity GPS, you know, to help deal with these new spectrum allotments that are going to be introduced. Quite frankly, that shouldn't be incumbent on not only the GPS manufacturers but the GPS users, whether it's a GNS 430 or whether it's a Garmin Nuvi or anything, for us to have to retrofit some sort of filter on these devices. Frankly, for many of them, it's probably unworkable altogether and just impossible to do. Certainly, at the very least, it's very, very expensive to do.
Okay. Well, moving forward, do you see the coalition gaining traction? I mean, is the FCC feeling the pressure? I know that sometimes, you know, I was in broadcasting for years. I'm a ham radio operator. I've had a lot of informal contact with FCC policy. Sometimes it seems that logic isn't always early to prevail.
Well, far be it for me to bash the government, but at the same time, we do think we're starting to make some headway. Industry groups have kind of formed a coalition called Save Our GPS. Your listeners can find that at saveourgps.org. It's a bunch of good materials. We're kind of rallying the industry, certainly in the aviation space, AOPA, GAMA, ATA, and NBAA, among others in the industry, are certainly backing that coalition, and we're hopeful that we can just kind of slow this process down, that we can all work together to ensure that GPS is not disrupted, and frankly, in the long run, again, we'd like to see wireless broadband. We just don't want to see it in the GPS spectrum.
What should listeners do specifically as individuals if they're hearing this and want to take some action that will help the cause?
Well, the best thing to do is, like I said, go to www.saveourgps.org. It's a great site that our group has put together. There's a bunch of background materials. There's Garmin study that will actually walk you through exactly how we tested this. It'll tell you some of the organizations that are behind this group. It'll give you some background on how GPS works, how wireless broadband works. That's the perfect place to go. It'll also give you an opportunity to contact the FCC to let them know your position on this as well.
All right. Well, Ted, we wish you all the best in dealing with this threat, and we will follow the story closely. And thank you for taking some time today for us.
Hey, thanks for having us on, and look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Ted Gartner is Garmin's Director of Corporate Communications. Find out more about the company at Garmin.com. The URL for the coalition itself is saveourgps.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.